每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安！欢迎收听中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
3月14日，幸福。所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。马太福音6章34节。乔治五世曾在赠友人的圣经扉页上写道，幸福的秘诀不在于做你喜欢的事，而在于学习去做你需要做的事情。很多人认为幸福只是持续不懈地追求的梦想，永远都无法实现。就如你永远无法在彩虹之端找到金子，因为那只是孩童的想法。金子实际上是需要辛苦地从山涧开采出来的。耶稣曾告诉他的门徒，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。这里的东西指的是让人感到幸福和安全感的东西，例如食物、饮品、衣服、避难处。他教导我们说，不要先寻求这些生存的必需品，而是要先寻求他的国，之后我们所需要的会自动地供应给我们。遵从他的教导，便是幸福的秘诀。让我们一起祷告。父神，当我烦躁不安的时候，求你饶恕我，因为你已经应许供应我的所有需求。奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
您现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
March 14th, happiness. Don't be anxious about tomorrow. God will take care of your tomorrow too. Live one day at a time. Matthew 6:34.King George V wrote on the flyleaf of the Bible of a friend, "The secret of happiness is not to do what you like to do, but to learn to like what you have to do." Too many think of happiness as some sort of will-o'-the-wisp thing that is discovered by constant and relentless searching. It is not found by seeking. It is not an end in itself.Pots of gold are never found at the end of the rainbow, as we used to think when we were children. Gold is mined from the ground or panned laboriously from a mountain stream. Jesus once told his disciples, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." The things he spoke of were the things that make us feel happy and secure: food, drink, clothes,shelter. He told us not to make these the chief goal of our lives, but to seek the kingdom, and these needs would be automatically supplied. There, if we will take it, is the secret of happiness. Let's pray. 'Forgive me, Father, for the times when I'm anxious.You have promised to take care of all my needs. In Jesus' name, Amen.